There was a point, I suppose, that you were introduced to radio, and that was a big thing for you.
Miss Anderson had a radio, and we moved to South Haven. We took an Indian woman with us out. She had a radio.
You took who?
An Indian woman with a Cherokee. She lived on Oklahoma Street right next door to us. I used to go to the grocery store, which was a block up, and she would invite me over to listen to the radio with her, and we always listened to Grand Ole Opry. I played just about every place in the world except the Grand Ole Opry, and I had an opportunity and was going out of town. I couldn't do it.
Do you remember who you heard on the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, we always hear Little Jimmy Dickens, Minnie Pearl, and Red Foley singing that old Rugged Cross. That became my theme song. Yeah, Red Foley. I love him. I love country music.
How old do you think you were then?
I was in the seventh grade.
All right. Was jazz hadn't even come into your life yet. So
no.
Country Western really was the first form of music.
That I really, really liked.
Right.
Yeah. I still have a great love for country music. I've made a couple country albums with people. But I just love the music. And I loved it not in a way that, do I want to play it? No, I loved it because of its honesty. To me, country and Western music is the most honest music. That and the blues. And they run parallel to each other. It's honest music, and I love it. Brad Paisley is my favorite singer. I just buy everything that he records. I had an opportunity to play it. And when I did, I was doing a television show called Evening Shade with Ossie Davis. Loretta Lynn was on, and two other country women were singing. And I was only black in the band. You know, TV being what it is, they got to have one, so they hired me. And I was playing, and Loretta Lynn turned around and she said, "Man, you can really play this country music." I said, "I played on the bandstand with Leon McAuliffe in his Western Swing Band." She just stopped in her tracks. And I said, "He's from Tulsa? You know, at least his band was here, as you ought to know." And I said, "Yeah, I know Leon McAuliffe." He had a drummer, had a set of drums. He just left Kenton's band, so he had a set of drums like Victor Dixon's. I haven't ever done any research, but this had to be one of the first television shows that was televised at the Kane Ballroom. Leon McAuliffe's Western Swing Band, I was playing with a group called the Stack Walton Trio. Mr. Dixon got me the gig. We played Red Top and played another tune, but I sat down to that set of drums. Well, I was comfortable then because I'd sit down to Mr. Dixon's drums.
Will you ever run Johnny Lee Wills and those boys?
No, they came through here, but they were from Texas, as I recall.
But they ended up, obviously, yeah.